take our Bibles and go to Acts chapter 3. Certainly one of the great keys to understanding the Scripture is understanding the different administrations of God. There are different eras, there are different periods of time, which the Word of God speaks of very clearly. It's the ignorance of this particular key to the Word's interpretation that gets people in a heap of trouble when it comes to rightly dividing the Word of truth. Certainly, we live in a far different era than, for example, Adam and Eve did. I would imagine if you look down at yourself right now, you'll notice that you are clothed. You're not naked. You are not in paradise. Your profession probably is not gardening. You know, far different administration. One thing that we know is that we are no longer under the law of Moses. The law has ended. Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to all them that believe. We certainly aren't living in the Christ administration because Jesus Christ is not personally present. And our administration, as we've seen throughout this class, is very clearly delineated. It's marked out as beginning at the day of Pentecost and ending at the gathering together. So then you have to ask yourself, well, what comes next? What comes after the gathering together? Well, one of the things we've seen in detail is closely associated with that event is the Bema, each believer giving account of himself to God and receiving rewards for faithful service to God here upon earth, and that we have left the earth. Meet the Lord in the air, and it says, so shall we ever be with the Lord. So from that point on, wherever Jesus Christ is, we are there with him. What follows the gathering together here upon earth is a time of incredible darkness. We saw very clearly from 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 that while the church is here, that evil is restrained. But when the church is gone, that restraint is gone, and then the man of sin, the son of perdition, has his heyday. And this is what's called the tribulation. This is called the wrath of God that we've been delivered from. And then after a period of time, Jesus Christ and us, because we'll be forever with the Lord, Jesus Christ and his church return to the earth in judgment. And we will see in this class some of the things that follow our return to earth. But this administration has a name. It's the book of Revelation is one of its names. But here's another name in Acts chapter 3 where it says in verse 19, repent ye therefore, and be converted that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. And he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom the heavens must receive until... Okay, so Jesus Christ has been received into the heavens, but he will be received into the heavens until the times of restitution of all things which God hath spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. So here, the next period of time, you could say the sixth biblical administration, is called the times of restitution of all things. Now, this administration begins with the gathering together of the church. You could say the gathering together of the church is the last event of the grace administration, but it's also the first event of the times of restitution of all things. The word restitution is very, very wonderful. I looked it up in Webster's dictionary. It means a return to the rightful owner. That is just a terrific understanding of what the next administration is all about. Because by the work of Jesus Christ, everything will be returned to the rightful owner. And the rightful owner, of course, is God. God who created the heavens and the earth. So the next administration is called the times of restitution of all things. In other words, in the next administration, everything, throughout all of human history, everything is going to be made right. And the first event of that making everything right, of returning everything to its rightful owner, is the gathering together of the church. Now, think about it. Right now, today, because of the new birth, so much has been made right in our life. We have a connection with God. We have fellowship with God. We have the gift of Holy Spirit, which is eternal life. But there's still some things in our lives that aren't right, that aren't perfect. How about our bodies? You know, our bodies currently, they're wonderful. You know, I'm thankful for my human body, but it's not perfect. The older you get, you understand that more. It gets a little creakier. It gets a little more tired. It starts to wear out a little bit. You know, the warranty is expiring. You know, but at the time of the gathering together of the church, what are we going to get? New bodies. You know, we'll no longer be mortal. If Christians have died prior to the gathering together, no longer be corruptible. Because we're going to get new bodies fashioned like unto his glorious body. What's another aspect of our life that isn't yet been made right, hasn't yet been made perfect? How about our minds? Now, we can renew our minds, and we should renew our minds, but that's a work in progress. That's certainly not something anybody has perfected. But at the time of the gathering together of the church, everything's going to be made right in our lives, including our minds, because we're going to know even as we are known. Hey, you know another thing that's not perfect right now, not right, is how about where we're living? You know, how about our current habitation? We're here on earth. You know, this place isn't perfect. Far from it. It's a present evil world, subject to the God of this world. Well, even now we've been set apart from this world. We're in the world, but not of it. But at the time of the gathering together, we're out of here. We're going to perfection. We're going to heaven. We're going to our true heavenly home. So you can see by this brief discussion that the times of restitution of all things for the church is the gathering together. Everything's going to be made right. But what then follows in the subsequent events of the book of Revelation is everything else is also going to be made right. Now, when the church leaves, the proverbial crap hits the fan. Wrath, tribulation, the incredible evil of the adversary that he's planned, that he's plotted, you know, ever since he fell to work on mankind will be unleashed. Not on us, because we're out of here, but on earth will be required the worshiping of the beast, you know, the receiving of the mark of the beast to be able to live. Then after that incredible evil comes the return of Jesus Christ with his church. and the return of Jesus Christ with his church, then will be in judgment to set everything right that has been so fouled and wronged by the fall of Adam, by the fall of Lucifer. This administration, the sixth administration, is also referred to in Ephesians chapter 1. Let's go there, please. Ephesians chapter 1. It says in verse 10 that in the dispensation, the word dispensation is the Greek word oikonomos, meaning administration, just like we have presidential administrations in our American history. Well, this is an administration of God. And this is the next one. It says that in the administration of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. I think you can see by this verse how it's the times of restitution of all things. In other words, all things will be gathered together in Christ. And when all things are gathered together in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, then they will be returned to their rightful owner. To see this, look at 1 Corinthians chapter 15. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, it says in verse 21, "For since by man, by Adam, came death, by man, Jesus Christ, came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive." Now, this is getting to the resurrections that will occur after Jesus Christ's return with the church to earth. We'll be looking at that in our following sessions. "But every man in his own order," verse 23, "Christ the firstfruits, afterward they that are Christ at his coming. Then comes the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and power." So everything, whether it's in heaven or in earth, will all be brought subject to Christ. Everything will have been put down, all rule, all authority and power. "For he," Jesus Christ, "must reign till he hath put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death." And this is referred to in Revelation chapter 20, which we'll read again in a following session. "For he," God, "hath put all things under his," Jesus Christ, "feet. But when he," God, "says all things are put under him," Jesus, "it is manifest," it's evident, "that he," God, "is accepted, which put all things under him," Jesus. Boy, these are great verses to dispel any notion of Trinity, you know, Trinitarian doctrine. You know, clear distinction between God and between his Son, Jesus Christ. Again, verse 27, "For he," God, "hath put all things under his," Jesus' "feet. But when God says he's put all things under Jesus, it's manifested that God is accepted, which put all things under Jesus Christ. And when all things shall be subdued unto him," unto Jesus Christ, "then shall the Son also himself be subject unto him that put all things under him, that God may be all in all." So from these few verses, we can see that the times of restitution of all things, that the administration of the fullness of times, is when all things in heaven and earth will be gathered unto Christ, and then Christ will deliver all things back to God to whom it belongs. In other words, the return of all things to its rightful owner. You talk about the complete Savior, the complete Redeemer. You talk about a complete work that God will be all in all. So in the next administration, the overall theme is everything will be made right. Everything will be gathered to Christ. Everything will be brought to judgment. And everything, as a result of that perfect work, will be returned to its rightful owner.